Welcome back to another episode of The Disconnect. I'm your host, Zach Hayes, joined with my co-host, Mr. Phil Hayes.
Yo, what's going on?
Morning, Phil.
Morning.
We're approaching the first big holiday weekend in a while.
Yeah,
we are. It's Memorial Day right around the corner. And this is coming up fast for me, it seems like. It's like...
It always does.
But I want to know, do you have any big plans for this weekend? Because the great thing about Memorial Day is... it's a Monday, so yeah. It's not like the 4th of July where sometimes it lands on a Wednesday and it throws everything off.
Right.
This is a clear 3-day weekend where you can just kind of coast, and everybody that I know is trying to break out. It's like, let's get the boat out. Let's go up north. Let's open up the cabin. This is, in my opinion, the official kickoff of the summer season where everything just kind of slows down a little bit.
I personally love Memorial Day just because every year, like you said, you get that Monday off and it's like, it's the kickoff of summer. It's everything that's great about summer all wrapped into one weekend. And it's like,
dust off that barbecue.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like, we are going to go up north. We're going to go to Gaylord to the cabin. I'm taking the kids up and the wife. And this is the first time that the kids will ever have been there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said that. They've never been there.
They've never been there. And so I think Calvin's old enough. I'm still a little worried about Clayton sleeping in the in that little cabin. But
bring
we'll
the pack and play.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. It'll take up 2/3 of the place. But it's, you know, got to do what you got
to
do.
I think this is a great opportunity to disconnect a little bit. Because, you know, you talk about, you know, this was an unbearably long winter.
Yeah.
The weather didn't start turning until really early on into like mid spring. I don't even know where we're at right now. How close are we to summer? Summer's
it just
in
kept
June.
Dragging.
It only feels like we just got into the nice weather and, you know, people are chomping at the bit. We got out on the boat, not my boat, not that little boat. I don't know if it's seaworthy yet.
Right.
My buddy Mike's boat. We took the kids out there this weekend to Lakeville.
Nice.
And just putzed around for like an hour. And it was a different spot for them to basically eat snacks and just kind of hang out. But they love being on the water.
Yeah, it's something else to do. And that's the thing with having both places, the one in Gaylord and then my in-law's place in Lexington. It's like the kids are so lucky they get to go to all these places. And I know because I went up to Gaylord last weekend too, actually.
Oh, did you? Okay, so was the devastation of that tornado that ripped through there, was that still nasty. Apparent?
Oh, like, yeah.
How there were some big buildings that came down.
I've never seen anything like that in my life. It's like it ripped through downtown and like the whole corridor. That big old Hobby Lobby building up there that was flattened.
Was that in a plaza?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a big building in that plaza.
Yeah, the Hobby Lobbies are huge.
Yeah.
Was it just completely down?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and then like Culver's, there was a full-size pickup truck, like an F-150, flipped all the way over onto its roof on top of the Culver's sign. Like it was, I've never, ever seen anything like it in my life.
Well, I wonder about that. And I was mentioning this. I'm like, if you haven't updated your insurance policy in a couple years,
you're
like
in trouble.
Some of those buildings that if they're a smaller business that owns them, I mean, the cost of rebuilding, if you've got that insured for what the market value was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I mean, gosh, if you haven't updated that to reflect what the rebuild cost would be, you're probably putting yourself out of business because you're not going to be able to afford to rebuild at that point.
No.
Because you're only going to be covered for the dollar amount that if you got it insured for $300,000, but it costs $5,000 to rebuild, you got to come out of pocket $200,000 to finish it.
Yeah. And that's kind of the thing. I'm assuming like a lot of the smaller businesses like that, they're just, you know.
Yeah. Dad said there was like a dress shop or something like that got completely leveled.
Yeah. I mean, I bet you there was a good 10 buildings. Jimmy John's went. And there was a big old like RV park where all the RVs.
Oh, man.
There was a trailer park next to like the Hobby Lobby. It's just
which
like
traditionally
there.
Tornadoes for some reason rip through trailer parks.
Yeah, I think what it is, I don't even think, because a lot of people are like, oh, they're like drawn to the trailer parks for some reason. And it's like, I think
they're putting big open spaces and.
Well, and because they're not anchored down. I mean, it's like having a car there almost. And so I know a good like 90% of that just got ripped apart. And there were two people that ended up dying.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, and there was like 50 injuries or something. I mean, it was nasty. And I think there was actually an issue with like the siren didn't go off up there, and they had, I think they got like a text message alert right before. And that was, I mean, it was literally like less than a mile away from our cabin up there. So
right.
We got lucky that
thing would have been in the lake if it, it ripped through.
Yeah, it would have been thrown like a toothpick. But I mean, and that's the thing is like, I know I was talking to mom and she's like, I have my text message alerts like turned off. And she's like, I'm thinking I should probably, when I go up there, make sure I switch them on just in case.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that for anything.
Well, and I mean, I think it would have been too late anyways. I mean,
well, what do you do? A lot of those places, you think once you're up north, a lot of those cabins, they don't have basements.
No.
They're just built on slabs or they're on blocks. I mean, that's the reality of it. Here, there's a little more of a... feeling of safety. You go in the basement.
Yeah,
and, you know, but it's different up there when you're dealing with that. What do you do? Go out on the water?
I mean, I was asking mom and dad that. I go, do tornadoes normally like avoid water? I don't know if that's true or not. Like,
I don't think so.
Like, because I've never seen like a video of a tornado going over a body of water.
Oh, but you see those funnel clouds in the water all the time out in the ocean.
Yeah, those water spouts, you see that, but I think that's like a different
more of like
thing
an
altogether.
Ocean
yeah,
thing?
But
I don't know.
I could be totally wrong, but yeah, that's the thing. And actually, I heard that back in like 98 up there, that there was a big, it was called like a wind spout or something. I don't know. But it was a wind shear where it came through on like the exact same path as that tornado up there. So it was, but yeah, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, and
ever.
Odds are when you go up next or this upcoming weekend, it's going to be the same. I doubt they're going to make much progress on that cleanup.
I mean, there were so many people out there cleaning and passing out food and all that stuff. I mean, there's a lot of people that were, you know, affected by it.
Yeah.
So it's sad to see, especially in a smaller town like that. It's like, you know, you don't want to see downtown getting ripped apart, but it is what it is. And I mean, I guess you just got to rebuild.
So on more of a positive note.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for once you guys get up there? I'm assuming you're going to do the Call of the Wild.
You know it.
Okay.
That's on the list. That's always fun to do. I think Calvin will thoroughly enjoy that.
Yeah.
And then we're probably just gonna, there's like an elk run there. Have you ever been up there and seen
Yeah,
that?
We went there. We saw last year when we were up there.
Yeah.
We saw the elk.
So we're going to go do that. And then other than that, I mean, we're just going to kind of chill out. We're going to go see, the new shop up there in Houghton Lake.
Yes, sir.
Check that out. And, that's about it. That's all the plans.
Yeah. Third Coast Print up
in
Houghton Lake. I think I'm going to go up there too. We were just there on Monday.
Yeah.
Getting everything set up. It's looking really nice. For those that don't know, we've got our, I guess, FAM's Go North location up in Houghton Lake, Third Coast Print, and our brother Evan's up there running that.
Yeah.
Nice little apartment attached to the building. He's living there. So I think we're going to crash with him on, just for a night.
Yeah.
We'll take up the air mattresses, go up Saturday, come home Sunday afternoon so that you still have that Monday and you can still kind of get, cause I mean, there's still yard work that needs to be done around the house
right.
And there's things that just the regular things that you have to do to get stuff done. But I need to get the lay of the land up there because it's so weird when we go up now. Just the other day, like beautiful day, little chilly, but like this was only the first or second time I've been able to actually see the water.
Yeah.
Because it's been so, you know, we've got the building in January and we've been sitting on it for almost, the last 5 months now.
Right.
Getting everything squared away. But when you go up there and you make those trips, it was snowy, it was hazy, and you just couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
So I really don't know where a lot of the stuff is. Adrian's like, well, where's a public beach we can go to? I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, what can the kids? I don't know. I'm learning this as I go along. Like we were... had been going up to Houghton Lake and it was a vacation spot that we would frequent.
Right.
But I said, you know, that lake it's the biggest inland lake in the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
And it's more of a from what I can tell, more of like a boating jet ski.
Big time, yeah.
It's a big, I'd say it like similar to like Lakeville almost, where it's like you're out there on your boat. You're not really going for like the beach. There's not this like beach line,
right?
From what I can tell, at least. But I know where the little park is and stuff like that. So we'll take the kids there.
Yeah.
Just spend the day. The kids are already asking, like, can I buy? Because I showed them a picture of everything we were setting up. They're like, oh, I want to buy these. Can I get a toy? Because we've got some of the toys from Vera's Balloons here in town.
Right.
There's going to be an element of that in our shop because it's more like souvenirs and gifts up there, with it being more the beach town in a tourist area. And of course that's why they want to go up.
Yeah.
And they love being up on the, by the water. So they really, they get into that. So that'll be fun just to like go through the day. I'll help Evan get set up because we're going to try to open this weekend.
Yeah.
So that's a big undertaking.
Right.
Shop's looking really good.
It is.
I'm anxious to see what the town is like on a holiday weekend. That should be a big indicator for us of what traffic's going to be. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's going to get busy because I hear a lot about Houghton Lake. I hear lots
Higgins,
of people going
Houghton.
There. Yeah, they're all in that area. And those shops, I mean, I tell you what, you know what you have on your side there is like the Michigan weather. Because a lot of times, like when I'm in those spots, like when we go to Lexington,
you need to grab a sweatshirt because you're cold. Yeah,
you bring up, you're on vacation, you bring up a t-shirt, you're like, eh, it's warm out, it's nice. And then the temperature drops to about 45 degrees at night. And you're like, I need a hoodie or a sweatshirt or something. So those shops are always like kind of a lifesaver. So,
well, and that's kind of why we had like some of the little, like we've got like puzzles and games too in there.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if it's rainy and you go up there, right, you need something to kill some time. It's like, oh, I'm going to get this. There's some really cool like soapstone carving kits that the kids can get. And that's just something to do. While keep the kids distracted, keep them entertained, keep them active. You know what I mean?
And if I think back to when I was a kid, Vera's Balloons over there in town, that was like the number one place to go when you wanted something like
that. It's amazing how much stuff they actually have in there.
Tons.
And he brought up Carl from Vera's, who's got some stuff. He came up on Monday too to kind of arrange all his stuff, check out the shop. And he brought up these lava lamps and he goes, you'd be shocked. He goes, I sold 6 of these this weekend.
No way.
I know. I'm like, but think about it.
Yeah.
Where would you go to get a lava lamp?
Right.
You used to have one, I think.
No. Sean
had a lava lamp. Okay.
He was into the lava lamps. They always kind of like freaked me out a little bit.
But that, like they're going to catch on fire or something like that. They overheat.
Doesn't seem natural.
They're not.
No, I know. But that's
it's not real lava, Phil.
I understand. But that's the thing is like when I was a kid, like to see things like that, like I used to love, I saved up my money for at Vera's Balloons. I bought this when I was like maybe 10 years old. I saved up like my birthday money and stuff. And I bought a bank that was in the shape of like a gas pump. And it sang an Elvis song when you pressed the button.
Why did you want that?
No idea. I wasn't a fan of cars.
Not
I wasn't
a fan of Elvis.
Gas. Not a fan of Elvis. But I like that thing. And I think, to be honest with you, I wanted other stuff, but I think that's what I had the money for. So that was the one that I could get. And, but like as a kid, I was like, this is sweet. And they have lots of stuff like that.
Yeah. And I having that place up there, I think is going to make for more frequent trips up north. I've done that trip now so often. It's about a 2.5 hour drive and it's like anything else. Once you've done it a few times, that trip seems shorter and shorter and less inconvenient and less inconvenient. And when you're in that situation, it's like, okay, I can go up and make a 3-day span out of this. You don't have to plan ahead to say, let's book an Airbnb or call to see like, hey, is somebody else going to be there? You know, you got a place to crash, which is kind of cool. So it's like having that shop that is kind of this old house with the apartment above it.
Right.
It's kind of given us a place up north without actually having to maintain a place up north, which is huge. And I'm really hoping that if this place works out, we can start hitting these other areas.
Towns like that.
Yeah. It's more of these up north towns. So whether it's, you know, like a Petoskey or a Traverse City or what are some other big destination cities as far as something on the west side. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too, is like, I'll be honest. I've been in a lot of those shops, and like, a lot of the prints that I see, we just do a better job. So, I mean,
you're kind of tooting your own horn there as the guy printing the jobs.
You're damn right. And that's the thing though, is I do think that it's a good idea, because it is something that, like, once you kind of have the model down, you could start popping them up all over the place.
Well, our advantage is that we are doing that printing.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're the ones controlling that. A lot of these other retailers that you see are operating on a consignment basis.
They
are strictly doing retail, and they have to carry so much inventory that they're buying from other suppliers at a wholesale price.
Right.
However, we are at strictly a cost structure when it comes to retail.
Yeah.
Aside from the stuff from Vera's, everything that we've got in there for the apparel, it's what it takes to buy the garment, print the garment, everything else is profit at the end of the day. So we've got that advantage. And in addition to that, the fact that we're offering custom, just like we are here at FAMS Printing and at Woodward Print House in Birmingham, having that as an extended revenue stream is going to allow us to stock more items, or, you know, kind of third coast our way through the slower times, because I do feel that after Labor Day, it's going to fall off a little bit, and you're not going to have that influx of traffic on a weekly basis. You know what I mean? You'll get a little bit of the snowmobile crowds and stuff like that, but I'm looking forward to kind of getting acclimated to the town and figuring out what's around and getting to know people. We know a few people who have places up there. It's amazing how you just start mentioning it. Oh, I have a place up in Holton. My folks have a place up there. Yeah, we'll come check it out. Like, the more you talk about it, the more people are like, oh yeah, we're right. We know exactly where. Oh, we're on James Lake, or we're on Higgins Lake. We come down to Holton all the time. Like,
there's a lot of people up there.
There's a lot of people up there.
And that's the whole point of it. I mean, people like getting away up there, and it will be a perfect spot, I think. And I'm excited to check it out, because I haven't made it up there yet, but it's like I'll have to put up with Dottie Evans' dog. But other than that, I mean, that it seems like a really nice location for a shop.
Yeah, it'll be cool. In my opinion, it's a low cost of entry. We are able to invest in the building. So the way things are right now, as far as, like, you know, the market and the, whether it be real estate or the stock market or anything else like that, it's like, it's become such a burden to have to figure out where to put your money. Do you keep it in savings? Do you invest in real estate? Do you invest in stocks? Do you put it in crypto? Do you put it in bonds? Yeah. None of these things are having great returns. So it's like, you kind of just gotta, you kind of got to spread it out a little bit. And that's kind of why this move made a lot of sense.
So, yeah, it's just something else on the side for you to do, so that you're not all in, all your eggs aren't in one basket.
You gonna do some grilling up north? You gonna bust out the barbecue?
Oh yeah.
Or you guys just eat out every time?
No. Yeah, we grilled. That's like this past weekend too, when I was up there. I went up with a buddy and we grilled some brats up, and I tell you what, the charcoal grill takes a little bit longer,
but it's worth it.
So much better. Yeah.
Did you have the egg, the Coleman egg?
Yeah.
Is that a Coleman?
No. I don't know what the grill is, but I think it's a Weber.
Oh, a Weber. Power. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
And, that thing is amazing. I mean, that's the key. If anybody has, 'cause my buddy that I was up there with, he was like, yeah, I usually have an issue with these. I'm like, you got to pack that paper in there. You got to get a lot of paper in the bottom.
So you have that little handle thing with the spout, or whatever you want to call it, the cylinder.
Oh, yeah.
So you put that in the center.
Right.
You put the paper on the bottom.
You put the paper in the bottom. Yeah.
Newspaper.
Yep. You put newspaper. I used a little bit of paper towel too, because we were out of, we were actually using the Yellow Pages.
Who needs those?
Well, dad was like, I talked to him, and I was like, do you have paper up there? Do I need to grab a paper on the way to start the grill? And he's like, you know, I've been using the Yellow Pages for the last couple of years. And he's like, I think there's
a good idea.
I think there's a couple left. So I'm like, all right, yeah. So I ripped out the last of that.
It's amazing that these things solely exist as fire starters. It's like, why do you have the Yellow Pages? Well,
right.
Next time I need to start the grill up, I use this. Or why'd you stop and grab a newspaper so that I could burn it?
That's yeah,
basically the purpose that it serves now.
Pretty much. And I mean, that's the thing is like, when you said the egg, I thought you meant like the tower thing, but no, the egg, that thing's not there anymore. We got a new grill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dad, we actually got it for him for his last Father's Day, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause so it's a nice new grill. It's awesome. I mean, it's got a tray that kind of comes up,
but you can adjust it. Briquettes.
Yeah. And it does. It takes a little bit longer. It took about 15 minutes to get going, but it was so tasty.
Nice, nice.
Brats with no buns for me. But
I heard you guys almost got stranded up there.
Yeah, we did. thanks to the electric cars.
Yeah, you gotta love progress, right?
Well, and see, this is what I don't understand. My buddy took a car from work, and it was a hybrid. So it's not a fully electric car.
Sure.
And it's like when we were going to leave on Sunday, and car won't start.
The model? Or the make and the model. Well, what was it?
It was some type of Jeep.
Oh,
but
okay.
But the thing is,
Jeep truck?
No. It wasn't a truck. It was like a Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee.
Gotcha.
But the thing is that it's because he took it from work. It's like a manufacturer.
Gotcha.
Car. So it's one of those ones that you'll see with like the all the wrapped up on the
road. Sure,
and
we see a lot of that around here, being so close to the Ford Proving Ground.
So it was like an old test car, but yeah, so what happens is, I guess the battery, you would think because it's a hybrid that we had gas so you could just start it right up.
That would be, that. As somebody who has been driving for the last 20 years, that would be my inclination.
Doesn't work that way. So basically you have a 12-volt battery in there that like starts the car. And then when the car starts, the gas and the electric get together.
So if the battery doesn't work, you can't even get the gas to...
No.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous. And I don't know if that's how all of them are, or if this was just because it was a test one. I don't
but
know.
But you don't charge that battery on a hybrid, right? It doesn't get plugged in.
Well,
like it would on like a Tesla.
That's what we ended up doing.
You were able to plug it in.
Yeah, you can plug that one in.
It has an actual plug.
It does.
Okay.
It has a plug in. It's got a gas tank. And,
gotcha.
But then what we ended up having to do, we went next door to the neighbor's house and we got he had a 12 volt battery charger.
Mm-hmm.
We just had to wait a couple hours for it to charge up.
Oh, wow.
So, and you know that feeling like when you're trying to leave up north and you're like, all right, we're on our way. We got packed up at a decent time. And then it was like, shit.
it's funny because, I was talking to Evan and Dad and they're like, Dad goes, they were about to call you, Evan, to see if they could, if you could help them out or whatever. And Evan's like, why didn't they call Uncle Steve, the car guy?
Yeah.
And Evan goes, or no, Dad goes, well, cause I guess Uncle Steve was giving him shit about the hybrid vehicle.
Just the night before. He was
dogging it
on and on, saying about how, man, these electric vehicles, you know how many times I hear about people getting stranded on the side of the road on the police scanners. But that's the thing. I did call him. Because I was like, I mean, he's right down the road if he can help, but he didn't answer. He was busy. But
that's one of those where you just like tuck your head between your tail between your legs and you go.
Yeah.
You're just like hat in hand. And then you never would have heard. I told you, man.
I had a hard enough time going to the neighbor's house to ask for the battery charger, even though he doesn't give a shit. But
no.
I'm like, I just feel so weird doing stuff.
Well, but
like
that'd be anytime you have how many times do people get stranded on the side of the road when they need a vehicle jumped anyway? I mean, it's got nothing to do with the fact that it's a hybrid or not. It happens all the time. People's batteries always die.
Well, and that's the thing is that you can't jump them either. It's not like it was dead like that. Like you have to charge it. So that was a big pain in the ass, but you know what? It is what it is. I was like, I told him, I go, you got to look at the bright side. At least it didn't happen at like a rest stop or something.
Halfway there. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like we just had a little bit longer trip.
Well, there's always those fun adventures on, you know, something's always bound to go wrong on those type of trips, or you end up doing more work than you anticipate.
We were
doing.
So close to leaving. Oh, well.
All right. Well, I mean, that's, a great, it's a great way to kind of look at this Memorial Day weekend to kick things off, get things going, take a break from all the doom and the gloom of what is in this world right now. I mean, it's, you know, we didn't want to talk about it on the podcast this morning. We discussed that with what happened at that elementary school in Texas yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's just, this world just sucks.
It just
sometimes.
Never ends. I mean,
it does. I mean, it's, and especially that one, it hits close to home because it's second, that school was strictly second, third, and fourth grade. And it sounds like this guy just, it wasn't his intention to end up there, but he did. And it was disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's, and everybody, I don't know if you, did you see the video of Steve Kerr?
No.
Steve Kerr was, you know, it's just like, when is this going to end? When's this going to stop? We keep revisiting this. And they said 27 school shootings just this year.
Yeah. And that's the thing is you keep seeing people saying like, when is this going to end? And it's like, it's not going to.
Because your politicians suck and they're at the mercy of the lobbyists. And I don't even think, you can't fix crazy.
No.
You can't fix psychotic. And that's what this person was. He shot his grandmother.
Right. You can't plan for something that you don't know is going to happen. I mean, it's hard. There are so many people out there and there's so many, you know, people that need, you know, mental help. And it's like, how do you know? You can't pick them out. Some people just say things and some people say it and they do it. I mean,
I know. I mean, if you think just based on the way people talk sometimes, it's like you would think like half the population is fucking off their meds anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I
it's
know.
Like you could look at a handful of people who will never do anything, but you would say, I bet you they would do something.
Wouldn't surprise me if they did.
Exactly.
Right. So
exactly. And there, how do you stop that?
You can't.
That's what's terrifying. As parents, I mean, the kids are, you know, I got the pictures of the three kids right here that I'm looking at. And like, that's just mind boggling that people have to go through that right now. Second, third, and fourth grade kids.
I know.
Fucked up.
And there's a lot of people too out there that they want, you know, help with their mental health and it's not available.
They can't get it.
Yeah.
We're lucky that most of these people just end up isolated alone in their apartments and that's how they live out their lives and they don't end up doing anything because it just seems like such an uncontrollable problem and for anybody to say that just like banning this or banning that is gonna solve it, it's just too random, it's too sporadic and there's too many people to find a viable solution. And it makes you terrified to send your kids to school.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I know. It's just a whole nother issue. And I don't know what the solution is or if there is a solution to it. People, when they talk about like, you know, you need to ban these guns and blah, 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 that's not going to help anything. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to dwell on it. Well,
right.
but that's even more reason to just disconnect a little bit and enjoy that time with the family.
Yeah.
And just do things. And you know, thank goodness my kids are too young to ask questions about it.
Right.
Because I know there's a lot of kids right now who are probably terrified to go to school because they see it in the news and they don't understand it. Parents don't understand it. And you really don't know what to say to make them feel safe.
No, I don't think there's anything you can do. So,
oh, fuck it.
It's unfortunate.
Didn't want to talk about it. And then that's how we end the podcast here.
I know.
It sucks.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to The Disconnect. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. And don't forget, the struggle is real.